Wednesday, Sunny.
Happy Wednesday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand African football tops your sports report today.
Kim, joining us once again on the sunny side of sports is David Legg, our African football guru. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sunny.
David, let's give a sunny side of sports salute to the Leopards from the Democratic Republic of Congo. They lifted their second African Nations Championship trophy in Kigali, Rwanda. How about recapping their achievement for our VOA football fans?
Certainly, Sonny, and they did it in real style, a 3-0 victory in the final. The man of the match was Meshack Elia, 19 years of age. He plays for a club called Cercle Sportif Don Bosco. They're based in Lubumbashi, but they're very much overshadowed by another club from Lubumbashi, the African champions, TP Mazembe. Now, after scoring 2 goals in the group stage, Elia really set the final alight. He scored a superb first goal after 29 minutes as rain lashed down on the Amahoro Stadium in Kigali. He then scored what really was the crucial goal after 62 minutes. Nice through ball, rounded the goalkeeper and slotted the ball home. And at 2-0, you couldn't really see Mali coming back. I think Mali had sort of run their race. They had done very well just to get to the final. And then Bolingi, he scored after 73 minutes. But a very impressive performance indeed by the Democratic Republic of Congo. Just to rewind quickly, Sonny, they started with a 3-0 victory over Ethiopia. They then beat Angola 4-2. They lost their third match 3-1 to Cameroon, but there was a good reason for that. Because of the fear of suspensions and players being ruled out of the quarterfinals, the Congolese gambled by leaving out 9 of their first-choice players. On to the quarterfinals, and in many ways, this perhaps was the real final. They played a host nation, Rwanda, in Kigali, and after extra time, the Congolese emerged 2-1 victors. Another very close affair in the semifinals. Congo won, Guinea won. Guinea scoring in extra time right at the death to get that 1-1 draw, but DR Congo emerging victorious 5-4 on penalties. And talking of semifinals, my wishes for DR Congo Ivory Coast final, my predictions, spoiled Sonny right at the death again. In the 89th minute, Bissouma scored from Mali, an upset 1-0 victory over Ivory Coast. And then in the match for third place, Guinea missed not one but 2 penalties, both saved by the Ivorian goalkeeper Cisse, and the Ivorians went on to win by 2-1. Some statistics, Sonny, from what was undoubtedly the best CHAN tournament yet. A big high five to the Rwandans' superb organization. And already the talk that we've had several times on the Voice of America saying that Rwanda should bid for the 225 Cup of Nations. That's the first one that's sort of available. The Rwandan officials themselves are now saying, yes, we're really interested. And if we can get government backing, we're going to go for it. And if they do go for it, Sonny, I'm convinced that CAF will give them the 225 Cup of Nations. Those leading goal scorers, Elia was one of them on 4, and the others were Akachi of Tunisia and Chikatara of Nigeria. And what you do, Sonny, in these situations now, it's CAF following the precedent set by FIFA, is that you then go to assists, in other words, the assistance in scoring of other goals, and 2 assists for Elia, and that gave him the leading scorer. He also won the player of the tournament. And he also, naturally enough, finished among the 11 players in the Dream Team from CHAN. And if we look at that team, the goalkeeper was Matapi from DR Congo. The defenders were Dante of Mali, Kimwaki of DR Congo, Kamara of Ivory Coast, and Yula of Guinea. We also had 4 midfielders, the very impressive Sankon of Guinea, Elia, naturally enough, from DR Congo, Nguessan of Ivory Coast, and Siniyoko of Mali. And the 2 strikers chosen were Bolingi of DR Congo and Koita of Mali. The fair play trophy went to DR Congo, and the gold of the tournament, which was precisely the one I had chosen, that went to Nguessan, the captain of Ivory Coast. He scored from the center circle in a quarterfinal victory over Cameroon. A truly amazing goal. And just to stir up some debate among all our listeners, Sonny, the goal I judged as being the second best was scored by Nicholas Mumy, a superb volley. He scored for Cameroon against DR Congo in the group stage. And my choice for the third best goal would be the first goal in the final from Meshack Elia. Any of our listeners who've got other suggestions, who agree with us or disagree with us, they can email myself or Sonny, and we'll be happy to share those views on air.
David, let me share our email addresses now for our Voice of America listeners. It's david.legg@afp.com. Once again, david.legg@afp.com. Leg is spelled L-E-G-G-E. And you can send me email at sonny@voanews.com. Once again, sonny@voanews.com. Sonny is spelled S-O-N-N-Y. We're joined in the studio now by Andrew Palcheski, VOA social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny.
Andrew, what's trending in the sports world these days on social media?
Well, the Leopards, as we just heard, won the African Nations Championship, so they're trending, but not because of what they've done on the soccer field.
Okay.
They were, in fact, trending because of that. Everyone was very thrilled that they won. But the big story on social media now is that each player on the team received a brand new car for winning this tournament from the president. A $60,000 Toyota Prado.
Okay, what kind of vehicle is that?
It's a sport utility vehicle. It's a luxury vehicle. It's apparently sold under the Lexus GX brand here in the U.S. and other parts of the world. But social media has kind of run with this. So we're seeing a lot of comments, and it's interesting. A lot of the comments are saying, hard work, big reward. Football pays. Someone said hashtag motivation. My favorite, somebody just said like a boss.
That was
my favorite.
Like a boss.
And then we're seeing pictures too now of all these cars lined up there. Dozens of them just lined up, photos of that making the rounds on social media. So a lot of people very proud and saying they deserve this award. Some people may be a little envious of their new cars.
So every player got one of those vehicles?
Every player and the bench team as well, they said. So they all are getting that from the president of the country.
So they'll be driving around in style.
Exactly, exactly. But then there's also the naysayers, whether they're envious or they raise some legitimate points, some debate over that. But people are saying the president's trying to buy support and trying to have some good PR out of this.
So maybe there's some political overtones.
There are always political overtones. Anytime politics gets involved in social media and people wondering where the money came to do this, $60,000 a car, and there have to have been, like I said, dozens
of cars. There's probably some tweets saying maybe it could have been directed towards
elsewhere, health, or whatever. Maybe instead of some flashy cards, maybe something for the country other than this big symbol of success.
Interesting. What else is trending, Andrew?
Well, the Zika virus is trending because it's taken hold in Brazil. And, of course, Rio is about to host the Summer Olympics upcoming in just a few short months. And recently, Hope Solo, who was a goalie on the U.S. Women's National Team World Cup team.
Very good player.
Excellent player, well-known, very well-known in the U.S. and around the world. She's come out and said that she wouldn't compete in Rio. If she was still on the team, she wouldn't necessarily go to this Olympics for fear of this Zika virus.
Interesting.
So
wow.
A lot of people talking about that on social media, a lot of back and forth on what this virus means for sports. Something I just saw today is that Kenya said that they may pull out of the Olympics if the virus reaches epidemic levels. And there's a lot of back and forth on social media about that. Will they pull out of the Olympics? Will they not? There's some people saying, oh, they're definitely going to pull out. Some people saying, no, they've guaranteed that they won't. So a lot of back and forth on that, and that could potentially affect one of the biggest competitors at the Summer Games.
Now, you mentioned Hope Solo. Do you get the sense on Twitter that other athletes support her position, that they really have a lot of fear about this Zika virus?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of questions, especially among female athletes. There's not a lot of information about how long the Zika virus may affect them. Some of these athletes may not be having children in the near term, but maybe a couple years down the road, and they don't want to potentially be infected with this virus and pass it on to their children, if not in the next couple months, in the next couple years. But there seems to be general support for Hope Solo, support for more information, certainly. One of the other tweets that I saw was from the German chief Olympic doctor saying that there's no threat, no concern. So it's kind of this back and forth of information on whether the virus could have an impact or whether it's nothing to be concerned about.
And on the tweet front, Andrew, let me quickly say you can send me tweets at VOA Sunny Sports. Once again, at VOA Sunny Sports, if you want to tweet me what's on your mind about a sporty topic. I know the Super Bowl is a few days old now, Andrew. The Carolina Panthers lost to the Denver Broncos 24-10. Is the Super Bowl still trending on social media?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've seen a bunch of pictures from the parade that the Denver Broncos had in downtown Denver. So those kind of photos, videos are being shared on social media now. And there's a bit of a controversy with quarterback Cam Newton for the Carolina Panthers refusing to answer questions in the post-game press conference, saying he was a sore loser. Mm. A lot of people saying that's not how he should necessarily conduct himself as a leader of the team. So there's a lot of back and forth about that. There's a lot of Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning quarterbacking as it stretches on. And my favorite thing as a baseball fan is that immediately after the Super Bowl was over, Major League Baseball sent out on their social media and said, "Don't worry, we're just around the corner. It's only a month away until pitchers and catchers report and the baseball season kicks off." So
spring training
is around the corner. So even for sports fans that are going through withdrawal because of the Super Bowl, they have something to look forward to.
Now, a lot of fans might have tuned in for the Super Bowl, not so much for the football, but maybe for the halftime show. Beyonce, Coldplay, Bruno Mars. Did that get a lot of social media trending?
You know, I think at certain points that was more of a trending topic than even the game itself, because it wasn't a very well-played game by a lot of people's commentary. But it depends on who you're a fan of. If you liked Coldplay, you thought they did great, and Beyonce and Bruno Mars were okay. If you were a Beyonce fan, you thought she did great. So it depended on who you were a fan of, but a lot of conversation about that.
Now, finally, Andrew, I'll put you on the spot.